This is a previously recorded episode. This show is broadcasting live from Detroit Sound Studios above Activate Gaming and is part of the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Tell me you love me. I need a good laugh. I'm holy water. You need a good bath. Whiskey and perfume. You had a nightcap. Now how about that? A perfect stranger. He's got a bullet with your name in the chamber. I'm body organ, rearranger. You feel my danger. This I'm a bitch. Guess the last word. All your excuses keep coming faster. But your mouth can't outrun my blaster. This time a bitch gets the last word. Not your heart that my sights will take out. I'm pointing to south. Oh, ain't you so cute? The way you beg me, you might get lucky. I'm feeling friendly. I might not shoot you in the glen. You're defending. Your shit's never ending. This time I'm a bitch. Guess the last word. All your excuses keep coming faster. But your mouth can't outrun my blaster. This time a bitch gets the September night, when you were rocking me, gripping me tight, my nails running up and down your spine. I never would have thought you'd drive a knife through mine. Remember feelings that we had before, pinned up against the office door.
Welcome to the Nooner Show. I'm Jay Dubs.
And I'm Denise Brennan-Nelson.
And we're broadcasting live from PodcastDetroit.com from the Detroit Sound Studios above Activate Gaming in Ferndale, Michigan. And it's hump day, but it's not just hump day. Today is a very special day. Very special day. My beautiful, lovely, crazy-ass co-host, Denise Brennan-Nelson. It's a birthday.
You talking about me, girl?
I'm talking about you.
Thank you. That's so little.
We started a little late
because
of your surprise birthday party. How'd you like the strippers? How'd you like those Chippendales?
Oh, they were cute, yeah. Mama. Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
Well, speaking of birthdays, though, you are in good company because you know who else is celebrating their birthday today?
No.
You have two really hot guys.
Really?
Yeah.
Of course I do.
P. Diddy, 45, and Matthew McConaughey today.
Really?
Yeah, with you.
Ah, that doesn't surprise me. They seem like Scorpions.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought maybe just because you attract good-looking guys, you know?
So, well, I do. My husband's cute.
I know. Your husband is very cute.
Yes. Hi, honey.
And he's a nice guy, too.
Yeah,
and,
he is a nice guy.
And so I understand that he's you two are going on a bike ride.
We are going bike riding today.
A nooner. In the park somewhere.
Did you hear what Jessica said? She was, isn't it going to be hard to have a nooner on a bike?
Denise is amazing, though. She really is.
Where there's a will, there's a way, my mama likes to say.
Denise can have a nooner anywhere, anytime.
You know, I just want to say, though, we did start about 15 minutes late.
Yeah,
and we were just about ready to tape this show.
Yes.
We weren't going, we just figured we'd tape it and it would go on SoundCloud. Jessica, our beautiful, amazing producer, did not give up. And at the very last minute, she looked at us and said, we're going live. And we were all psyched up to just tape this. But
somehow Dave fixed it.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank God he's an IT guy, huh?
Oh, yeah. God, no kidding. So, seriously, I do have to say, I just find it interesting that today on your birthday, the amazing guest that we've scheduled is an Italian psychotherapist.
And I've got two crazy psycho people in the room with me.
Two crazy Italian women.
Yeah, is there a reason psycho goes before what you do, Mary Grace?
I have no idea. We're going to find out with her.
Know,
but anyway, so I do have to say, though, some of the characteristics of a Scorpio, okay? It says that if you are born on November 4th, you are an intelligent Scorpio who loves to... Guess.
Sing.
Wrong.
Dance.
Wrong.
Talk. Right?
Talk. And listen to what it says. You are likely to tell it like it is without hesitation or hurting someone's feelings or any repercussions. That's what it says. It also says that you're optimistic, independent, confident, and observant, and brave.
Aww.
And you are all those things.
Aww,
so I do have a birthday card
on
for
some
you.
Days. I do. She already gave me a birthday present. Yeah. Wait till you see it, Bob. All right. I'm open. She wouldn't let me open this beforehand.
No.
Okay, I'm going to read it on the air. To find you this birthday card, I went to hell and back.
That's right.
So if you don't like it, you know you can go to return it. Go to hell. She tells me that all the time. Aw, that's so sweet.
Oh, I'm glad you look at it like that.
Well, it's so sweet what you wrote.
We have a psychotherapist in here who's going to start analyzing me now.
You know, I do want to ask you, Mary Grace, and I'm jumping ahead, but you work with couples. Would you work with us?
Oh,
me and
sure.
Jackie.
Oh, not just couples, individuals, kids, families.
Oh, good.
Well, just in
now,
case.
Listen.
Now, we're still in love and in that new,
we're still
newlyweds.
In that honeymoon phase.
Yeah.
But no, seriously, all joking aside, I was going to get you a really sappy card, but then I thought, come on.
Oh,
who am I kidding?
To hell and back,
yeah,
baby.
To hell and back
you
is better.
To hell and back.
But no, seriously,
you
are... just an inspiration to a lot of people. I'm not going to try and get sappy here, but I'm so great.
Let's make her cry.
No, nothing will make her cry. If getting rid of her alcohol will make her cry.
Take my wine away.
No, you're an inspiration to me. You're an inspiration to a lot of people. And, you know, especially with the books that you write and the great messages for kids, and not just for kids, but they're great reminders to all adults, all of us. So I wish you a very happy birthday and a happy day every day. And you're an awesome co-host, so let's toast to that, baby.
Salute.
We have some holy water that Mary Grace brought in.
And thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers. Birthday, darling.
Not to get sappy back, but honestly,
cheers.
You know, I think birthdays are really special, and when I knew I got to come here and spend it with you today and Jessica and our guest, Mary Grace. No, I'm serious. It you know, it was just added to how much fun I'll have all day. So,
Well, anyway, enjoy the rest of your day after the Nooner show. After you have a quickie with us, you'll go have a quickie with us.
Let's see which one.
No, let's talk about last week.
Okay.
Because I know we want to get to Mary Grace, but we do have to talk about Stone Perkins and the Five Gears show that we were guests on last week.
Yes, I'm so sad I wasn't with you guys. I hear I missed a blast.
Oh, my God.
It was so much fun.
And he's going to be on our show December 30th. So it's going to be our New Year's Eve show.
Oh,
he's
going
to be a guest on our show. And he gets to do the, what are you looking at me like that for? December.
No,
December 30th.
No, I'm...
God, if you could see her face right now, she's just like, what are you talking
no,
about?
No, 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 I'm with you. I'm with you all the way. I can't wait to, I'm just trying not to interrupt.
Oh, no, go ahead and interrupt.
Painting me is why this look is on
and
my
then,
face.
And then we had Dave. You know, I don't know his last name, so I call him Dave Podcast. Phillips. What is it?
David Phillips.
Oh, yeah, duh, David Phillips. Okay. I always call him Dave Podcast.
Oh.
When I talk to Denise about him, like, Dave
Same
Podcast
initials.
Posted.
Same
yeah,
initials.
That's true, it is. But, God, he was so funny, too. He should be doing late night, you know, stand-up.
It was just,
yeah, he's a
it
riot.
Was so much fun. I, Stone, his presence on radio, you know, it just, the way he talks and his...
Yeah.
Everything. I just really enjoyed it. And Dave was hilarious. I know he cracked some jokes that had me just about on the floor off that chair. And so, no, it was a lot of fun. And I'm looking forward to having Stone on our show.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. You and I have talked about it. But this network of, you know, different shows and the different people that we've met and just the support. There's such a great energy here. You know, I just feel like we're at home.
I agree. Mary Grace walked in and she's like, oh, isn't this cool? I mean, you feel it. I agree.
Yeah, there's a good – It's a great energy, and everybody's supportive and cross-promoting, and a lot of good shows on this network. So.
We're fortunate to be here. I agree.
So tomorrow night, Thursday nights, you can catch Five Gears with Stone Perkins at 9 o'clock. And if you are a music fan or a musician, actually, submit your music to him because he will play it, and if he likes you, he'll probably have you on the show.
He played some great music.
He does.
I mean, music that I you know, wasn't aware of, and I loved it.
Right, right. Well, the only person you know is Elvis still, so I don't know that I would say that. But
David Cassidy.
Oh, God. David Cassidy?
And Bobby
Sherman.
Uh-huh, and Donny Osmond.
What about Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin?
I know them, too.
You do?
I love music. It stirs my soul. I just don't know who sings it when it's stirring my soul.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I know.
And
you're actually good at dissecting lyrics. I noticed that.
I love.
You do.
Well, it's
maybe
like
that's
poetry.
Because you're a writer.
Right.
Yeah.
It's poetry.
Yeah.
And,
mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. Speaking of, did you hear Adele's new song?
Hello? Are you kidding?
I haven't heard it yet.
Oh,
that's so good.
Heard it yet.
Speaking of Adele, wait a minute. November 17th, she is going to be at Radio City Hall in New York for her. I don't know if it's her first U.S. show or, but
Adele is?
Yeah, Adele
Let's
is.
Let's go.
Yeah, it's going to be, I'm sure it's going to be $2,000 a ticket.
Wow.
Yeah.
But what
they're going to do is record it, and or it's going to be taped, and it's going to. Be broadcasted in, I think, in December here in the Detroit area.
I love her voice.
I do, too.
Actually, my youngest daughter, Rachel, is the one that said, have you heard Adele's new song? And she played it in the car. And again, the words.
Yeah.
And
hello.
And just, you know, trying to re...
Sing it.
Hello.
Let's put that on Vine. It's only 6 seconds.
Wait. You know what? It's too bad we are live.
I know. It would have been better if we weren't, so we could delete everything.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Well, anyway.
So, well, today is my birthday. What else?
That's right. Well, I want to get to our guest. I think we're ready to get to our guest because we have a lot to talk about. So,
thank you for celebrating my birthday with me. I mean it.
Oh my God.
I'm not very good
kidding?
At talking about my feelings, but I'm deep.
Thanks
touched.
For telling me at the last freaking minute.
Yeah. Well, we should introduce.
We get to the studio. By the way, it's her birthday.
Well.
Dude.
I know.
I'm Italian. We always buy gifts.
I knew you'd find out. Which, okay, so just so our audience knows what I'm up against here. Luckily, Jessica is not Italian because
Jessica,
to my
yes. She looks Italian.
Yeah, she does.
You
but
do. No, you know when I'm tan, people think I'm Italian, but I'm Mexican, Irish, and Indian, so I'm like this weird mix of drunk.
Well,
interesting.
Our Irishness will That's connect right. us then.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You can't
Irish.
Go up against two Italians.
No,
you
got Jackie to my right, Mary Grace to my left.
Yeah.
And this
I got your back, Denise.
Thank you, Jessica.
Good luck, Jessica.
That's right.
She's like, we're taking this outside in the parking lot.
That's right.
Two are already. Listen to them. Goodness gracious. So let me introduce you, Mary Grace. First of all, I'm going to try to sound like Stone. Mary Grace Randall. Ratliff.
That's right.
What a name.
I know.
And you like hyphenated it like I did.
I hyphenated it because I didn't get married until later. And I opened my private practice with my last name. And so I really couldn't just ditch it. Plus, it's Randazzo.
Yeah, like, right.
Hello.
You can't.
I know.
Right.
I wasn't going to ditch Brennan, even
That's
though
right.
I love Nelson.
Mm-hmm. See? But,
so Mary Grace, and I'm just going to tell our listeners, and then we'll you know, ask you all sorts of questions. But Mary Grace is a psychotherapist. She has 25 years in a successful private practice in Plymouth, Michigan. Yeah. She has a very direct, you'll find this out very soon, no nonsense, down-to-earth style because, and I love this quote, this came directly from Mary Grace, therapy is too expensive to not be direct with people, unquote. I wish more people thought like you did.
Yes.
We're going to talk a lot about an app that Mary Grace conceived and created along with her husband, Dustin. Couple Counseling and Chatting is the name of it. And it's to help couples work through their problems and get unstuck. I think we're going to hear a lot about that word stuck and unstuck, which I love. Again, simple words to complicated problems, but that's for most of us, that's what we need. This app, Mary Grace, and correct me if I'm wrong, has been hugely successful. It's the number one ranked therapy counseling app.
Yeah.
It's gotten a ton of media coverage, New York Times, Huffington Post, CBS, ABC News. And we're going to talk about all that. So without further ado, welcome Mary Grace.
Thank you, guys. Excited and honored.
We thought maybe it was all your energy that was causing us not to go live.
Okay. You could feel this room, like the three of us.
But here's the thing. I heard you say to Mary Grace, this has never happened before. Denise, this has always happened to us. What do you mean it's never happened?
Not in this studio.
No, not in this studio. You're right. But it has been. I think it's our energy.
Not ever in this studio. This is the first time, right?
You're right.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. So,
okay.
So it's you, Mary Grace.
Okay. Yeah. It's okay.
That's all right.
So this is the part that we go into what's the wish, what's the way, and what's in the way. So who is Mary Grace?
Well, let me start out with I've been in the business for 25 years, and I entered the business, I think, because I wasn't somebody who grew up with an easy life. I came from the parents that were divorced in the 70s. I was a sexual assault survivor. And because I went through the inside of those really tough, traumatic issues and problems, I developed a real sensitivity and compassion towards anybody that goes through struggle, trauma. And in fact, in my practice, I spend so much time convincing my clients that they're sane, that they're not crazy. And I really have had a problem in the last 5 years, especially because everybody's getting medicated. And it's like the first, you know, when I trained, you didn't introduce medication until you ruled out so many things. And now it feels like it's the first response to people.
Right.
And I think, you know, I'm not saying that medication doesn't have its place, but it has its place. And as I watched the field change and transition, I thought, Jesus, we're not empowering people. People are just stuck, not sick and crazy. The majority of people are stuck. And if we're really good at what we do, we'll develop those tools to get them unstuck.
Right.
And it's about empowering people and not making them feel like they're handicapped or insane or crazy. And when they come into my office, I know how vulnerable they are, and I know how hard it was to get there. I know what it's like. I was telling Jackie earlier, you know, when I train therapists, we spend a lot of time with this because I say, you have to know what it's like to sit in that chair. It's hard. And anybody that can come to you and say, I have a problem, I don't know what to do, we're really having a hard time, we need you to help me, I'm sorry, I think you start out pretty sane. And I tell my clients, it's the people that don't come in that scare the crap out of me, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And that approach, the number one goal, and I remember it was important to me, was to let them know that you get it, you understand, you care, and we're going to be a team, and we're going to just get this crap out of the way. That's it. We're just going to freaking get the shit out of the way. The shit at some point, excuse my language.
That's okay.
I told you I was never going to not be able to swear.
That's okay. That's okay.
Internet.
Yeah. But, the crap, you know, everybody's got it.
Right.
And we're all put here to deal with it. And I was telling her the shit story that I tell my clients when they first start. And it's basically that everybody is handed a bag of shit, people. And if you think you don't have one, you're freaking out of your goddamn mind.
Right.
Like, seriously. And we're here to look at those issues and those problems and to work them through. And I really think my life, I've been put through a lot, poverty, sexual assault, alcoholism in the family, I've been beat up. I really think I was put through all of that so that I can really do what I'm doing.
Can I ask you something? Because there are other people that have gone through, you know, similar things that you've gone through. But was there somebody or a time, like, how did that change? How did you take this road versus, you know, not having it destroy you?
And my husband would, if he were to answer that question, he would talk about when I was like 5 or 6. Because when my parents were fighting, and my mother threw the pasta suco at him, and he shut the door just in freaking time, and she's screaming like a banshee, and she's Italian too, so part of that is just being Italian.
Right. That's normal.
Yeah, we get it all out, and then it's done. Like, you're done.
Maybe
like,
I am
there's
Italian.
Nothing held on
just
to.
Kidding.
See, I thought you were. So that I would, after those fights, I would go to bed, and I would talk to Mary because I was brought up a Catholic. And I would just do this praying and saying, you know, no matter what, get us all through this and help me to understand it. Help me, you know. And I would lay in her arms and she'd say, shh, just go to sleep. Just go to sleep. And I'd say, but you got to make sure you help me to understand this. And so I think there was kind of a calling there.
Okay.
And also, and Denise and I, we were talking about this earlier, when you go through this stuff and you use it to fuel you,
right?
To get you to go beyond, to prove everybody wrong, to really, you know, prove society wrong and do great things. That's huge energy. Like,
right.
That drives you through the pain.
Right.
And a lot of times I'll say that to my clients, like, look, this shit was given to you. Either you're going to turn it into gold and it's going to be treasure, or it's going to stink like hell.
Right.
It's your personal choice, though. There's free will. And it's up to you to do it. If you come into my office and you need to vent, which we all do, and grieve, I am right there. But if you come in here to use it as an excuse not to change, I'm going to kick you in the ass. It's just that simple. So when you come in, we work, and we work hard. And if you don't, I'll kick you out. I'll say, look, this is too freaking expensive. Like, you need to leave until you're ready.
What do people say when you respond like that? I mean, how do they?
Yeah, do they love your non, you know,
they
your
do.
Direct approach?
They do. And it's interesting because I'm in the Midwest. Like, in New York State where I'm from, this would be a little more normal. But here in the Midwest, you know, I have clients who refer clients. And they started to tell me, like, we prepared them for you.
Like, they thought they needed therapy before you, but
like, you need to know, like, she is not going to let you be lazy. Like,
and I
always say this, Jakey, and it's so freaking expensive. Look, like, let's do our work. And there are some therapists that are very passive and blank screen. Not me.
Right.
At all. Because I remember when I was in pain and stuck and trying to meet the right guy and not recreate divorce and not get into the bad relationship, I didn't know. How do you do it? And I wasn't afraid to ask, and I wasn't afraid to study, and I wasn't afraid to learn. And I remember thinking all those wonderful angels that touched my life throughout my life, who I appreciate so much, they told me. They were direct. You know, if I was doing something wrong, they're like, you need to cut that crap out.
Right.
This is what it'll do to you if you keep doing it. And it helped. And so when I see them in my office and they're just struggling and they're so stuck, I'm sitting there thinking, okay, what tool do I got to give you? And I'll say to them, okay, brace yourself. I'm about to kick you in the ass and I'm about to kick you hard because the way your brain is going is old. And how does it work? Is it working for you? And they usually say, no, that's why they're there. And I'll say, okay, here's a new way. And I'm telling you this not to just kick you in the ass. I'm telling you this because we got to get your brain to go a different way.
Right.
And you got to make different choices to empower yourself.
Because you know it can be done.
Yes.
I mean, you went through it.
Yes, exactly. And I tell them, I'm like, I'm living proof. Don't give me a song and dance and use it as an excuse to not go forward because you're talking to the wrong freaking person.
So you have this private practice
yes.
in Plymouth.
Yes.
And you you specialize. It's a general private practice,
yes,
correct?
Yes, general practice.
But you specialize in a few things, one of them being counseling for couples.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Couples are so fun. They're
why?
So fun.
Why?
Because looking at the two working together, that dynamic is so fun to work with, and it's so rich because you can't quite hide your crap because you end up playing it out with each other eventually as you talk to each other. And at first, people are so nice, and they'll kind of just do a little eye roll unless they're in real pain, and then they're like, oh, you're full of shit, and they'll argue. But it's wonderful to see the dynamic and get all the perspective. And I was so family systems trained where you don't just want to do the individual. You want to look at the whole entire system and how it's working and where it's breaking apart. Because where it might look like just one person is causing it, it has this ripple effect. And so if you can get more people in, first of all, it won't take as long because you're working with two people at the same time. And you've got more people to go home and do healthier skills with each other. So it just can move things more efficiently if you can get more than one person in there.
Is there a time frame? Like, so you get a couple that comes to you, let's say, and this is probably a difficult question to answer, but you get a couple that comes to you, they say, look, we're having problems. We're not communicating. We're arguing all the time.
Right.
Does it take 6 months? Does it take a year? Does it take 3 years?
I always tell the couple, because they always ask me, how long is this going to take? And I say,
can you get it done in 15 minutes?
Seriously. And I said, gee, I don't know. You going to work your ass off? Like, if you're going to work hard, it's not going to take as much time.
So it is work to you.
Yes, yes.
And what? Give our listeners, and myself included, an idea of what that work is.
Well, the first part of it is I have to get them to be comfortable with their shit. and to stop these shame spirals that people can go into. Because a lot of times if the wife is complaining about him, I know he's sweating, thinking, oh, she thinks I'm crazy, or she thinks I'm crazy. And I have to say, you guys, you really need to understand I'm not going to judge you. I don't think, if you're crazy, so am I. Let's just make a huge club and everyone in the world can be invited.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because I think it's intimidating to, you know, especially as a couple to go in and
tell them all your shit.
Right, exactly. Or have the other person tell all your shit. Because you can tell your own, but you can sugarcoat it a bit.
Yeah,
but then you have your
spouse someone else
going,
saying what you do. Like, I don't do that.
And you know, Denise and I have had several discussions about my view of men, too, because I find that men are very emotionally intelligent in a different way than women. Women are very verbal and intellectual, and they are articulate emotionally. Men, they're different. They're sensitive from a physical standpoint. So you have to understand, women, when you're yelling and screaming at these men, their body is shutting down because they feel all of it. But if two girls were arguing with each other, two women, we don't feel that crap.
Right.
We're just into, okay, now I'm going to say this and prove you freaking wrong.
Right.
Now, Are you kidding me?
Let me just interrupt for a second. Yeah. Just let me play devil's advocate for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Is that really a gender thing, or is it the way you're raised or the way you're taught or what you see? Or is it really men are like that and women are like that? Or is it?
I think,
because I know so many women that don't fit that and so many men that don't fit that.
I think it's both. I do think the testosterone in the body is a key element.
So if you have a lot of testosterone, like
it's
Jackie
make you
does.
Sensitive.
Oh, jeez. I have balls.
I was actually going to say like I do, but I decided to blame it on you.
No, that's okay.
But yeah, I think, you know, because there are women with high levels of testosterone. And
so it's a chem. I mean,
I think, well, and I think the other aspects of their life feed into it, too. I don't think it can just be an isolated incident. So I think that if you are somebody that is sensitive from a physiological standpoint, you cannot scream and yell at these people. My husband is like that. My husband was the greatest teacher of this, where he's like, oh, my God, I want to hear you, but you need to just shut up. Like, just go slow. And I realized, oh, my God, you feel that. And he's like, you don't? And I'm like, hell freaking no.
See, I do. I don't want to be yelled at.
I have this saying with women, like, put down the machine gun of words, women. Put it down, because if we're not validated – if we aren't heard, we get that machine gun out with words, and we will go at you until you freaking get it. And you better freaking validate us and tell us we are right because we're insecure and scared. But the guy doesn't know that. And so we get these machine guns of words. Well, what you don't realize is when you do that, you're shutting that person down, that man. I'll use a guy for right now. But that guy down, and he's like a deer in headlights. And you're like, why aren't you talking? And he's like, I don't even know what to think at this point. Right?
Right.
So it's, you know, when I go in there, I got to get them okay with their crap. And I think then the second part is getting to see them, each other as innocent, that they aren't maliciously trying to hurt one another.
Right.
And so I got to get them to get their innocence back.
Right.
And to recognize that they're stuck, that there's an old habit that comes from someplace.
Well, and especially if they're going to see you, then
that's right.
Clearly they're really trying to make an effort to fix it.
And I've heard where people fall into where you end up having a script.
Yes.
And you get into the rut of you have your script, I have my script.
Yes. Right.
And so whenever I hear your script, I play my script.
That's right.
Well, if you would just change your script, I might change mine.
That's right. That's exactly what happens.
That we fall into.
And so what I do is I take and we identify the scripts. And I say, where did this come from? Where'd you learn this? You know, I don't think your partner has their face right now. Whose face do they have? Your mother's, your father's, an uncle? Who is it? And once they get that connection and that understanding of, wait, this is a habit, and this habit comes from here. And I tell them, you're going to get to know the old saying, if you forget the past, you're bound to repeat it, is very, very true. Now, you don't live in the past, but you have to get to know it long enough to see where are these knee-jerk reactions coming from, and boy, they're really screwing this up in the present because they don't work.
What's the biggest mistake that people make when they disagree or when they have an argument?
They treat their partner like they're the enemy. They really don't get that partner that you're arguing with is just as stuck and upset. And I have a saying that I tell couples when you first start out. When you're stuck, I want you to call it. Excuse me. If you're having an argument and you really can't seem to get to resolution, call it. Say, you know what? I don't know what we're doing here, but I feel bad. I want to be on the same team. I don't know how to get unstuck. And if you just start with that, it's a huge difference. I care about you. I really don't want to be in this place. I'm not trying to hurt you on purpose. I don't know how to get the hell out of this. And in the beginning, I'll say, and then say, we'll save this for Mary Grace. We'll save that. Because then after they're working with me for a while, and when you do the app, because all these tools are in the app, you learn how to get yourself unstuck. And the more that starts to happen, the real innocence of your partner and what they're doing comes in. And you have more compassion towards your partner instead of animosity towards your partner.
So when you work with couples, do you ever meet with them separately or no?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
So you get to know each one of them separately and then?
Yes.
Okay.
Because if there's one that I especially see is struggling in moving their stuff and really wants to keep blaming, I don't want them on the hot seat. My couples always say, I'm on the freaking hot seat today. I can tell. And it's because I'm focusing on them.
Right.
And I can even say, look, you're on the hot seat, but you won't be on there very long. I promise. Don't worry. I'll get your partner on the hot seat in just a minute. But if they've been on the hot seat for a while where there's an individual dynamic that I really have to go after, but I have to watch focusing on them too much because they're going to think then that I'm biased and that I have an alliance with their other partner.
Right.
And then the other time is in the beginning, I want to know their history. I can get the myths that they work with in the relationship when I get to know the history. What stories are they working from? I'll ask them, you know, what was it like when your parents fought? What'd they do? Oh, they didn't speak. I said, how long could that go? Oh, weeks. How hard was it to live with that they said nothing? Because in some ways, when you come from the family that says nothing, your poor imagination goes everywhere.
Right, right.
You don't know. With the arguer, you're like, oh, Dad shouldn't have said that. And, you know, this was really hard.
How much of the issues that you see come from the past of each person?
Well, I always say the past lays the map, and it's a big part. And that's why in the app, I always say it's kind of like a PTSD tendency thing, a post-traumatic stress tendency, where you have these issues that were hard in the past and you had them placed on you when you were little. So it put this map in your body and you have these knee-jerk responses that really can screw you up. And it has nothing to do with your heart, your intentions, your wants for the other person. It's just these habits. And it's in words, it's in gestures, it's in how you hear somebody. And so it really causes a lot of stress and strain in relationships. And this isn't just your marriage. This is work relationships, friendships. And the other third thing I tell my clients to do, I always say, will you please pray for your stubbornness? You oh, have yes. to
Amen.
Pray for
would
your
you
Denise.
Please?
We all
can you start,
oh,
Jackie.
Please.
Will you Denise, please pray let's for say it together, our Father.
Please, dear God, pray for my stubbornness.
Pray for our stubbornness.
Please lift it.
Let's talk about the app.
Yes.
Okay. Because
yeah. yes.
okay, so here you are. You and I just yeah. I got to throw this out there. You have this practice, this private, mm-hmm. very successful practice. Mm-hmm. You feel like you're doing a calling in a way.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. yeah.
You're married. You have two kids, and out of the blue,
I
sort
know.
Of. I know you're going to explain. But yeah. you decide to create this app. And here's what first came to my mind. Why? Were you
oh
bored?
Oh, my God. I forgot to tell you this part, Denise. It actually also came from Lilydale, which is another show.
oh, it did?
I forgot to tell you guys this part because I will explain Lilydale in a little bit.
Yeah.
But I was called to the Lilydale. I was talking about the book. I wanted to write a book. And Lilydale is a little community that has all these mediums in it. And I grew
in
up
New
about,
York.
In New
right?
York, in upstate New York. And I grew up 10 minutes from the Dale, where all the spooks were. That's what we used to say. And I was telling friends about this, and they're like, by the way, we're going there next weekend. And I'm like, oh, my God, are you freaking kidding me? And, like, my family can't even know I'm in town and going to Lilydale, and I'm going to sleep there. Oh, my God. But anyway, so when I went there, she said, you're supposed to write the book. Like, it's time. And she
and
said,
you had already thought about
and
it.
And I already thought about it. It was already – I was thinking about it. And she said, and, you know, you got to let your Italian show through. It's okay. You know, people will be able to hear you the right way. And she said, but it's a book of the future. And I'm like, what the fetch? Like, what the frick is that? Like, seriously. And I came back and I was telling a friend the story of Lilydale. And she's like, oh, my God, you have to write an app. And I go, what the hell is an app? And she goes, I am writing one for a children's book that I'm working on. And I said, are you serious? I know I've already talked to Denise about this. But anyway, so I'm like, okay. She goes, come to the meeting with me. And I said, okay. She said, just jot down some notes. So I went and I told the guy what I do with couples and blah, blah. He goes, you know, that'd be a great app. And so he told me how to do it. And I wrote it up in like 4 hours. But the first guy didn't work out, of course. You learn now that I've been in the app world, you know, you learn through the School of Hard Knocks. And I, of course, have to always go through the School of Hard Knocks. And long story short, about a year later, I'm realizing this app guy is not the right thing. I should probably read about apps or something and become educated. And I read about the top app developers in the world, especially in the United States. And we have one in Kalamazoo, Michigan called AV Mobile Apps. I thought, ah, what the frick? I'll go ahead. I'll send them a pitch. I'll call them up and I'll tell them about it. And they called me the next day. And they're like, we've been waiting for psychology to show up.
Wow.
And we want to do it. And so I had a 3-page app that I sent to them via email. And by the time we were done, and you need to know, the app world moves extremely fast. So we sign contracts in October, the end of October. It goes into production the first day of November. And it is out in the market within 90 days.
So wait, let's go back a minute. When was this?
This was a year ago this past February, so 2014.
So it's really new.
Yeah. Well, in the app world, it's old.
Oh.
Yeah. It's position number one, and it's maintained that this whole time, which is unheard of in the app world. Most apps are deleted within the first 7 days, 30 days. And if your app only probably, I think the statistic is 7% of the apps go beyond 30 days. mine stays, and I actually have 4,200 people from all over the world working in my app every single day.
Okay, so explain that. You said it was three pages. What was three pages?
It was like, it's like an outline. So you
of what the app is going to do, going to
look like. But okay. My app guy turned it into 53 pages, and he said, "You have to understand, the app world is different from the book world. It's interactive. You have to write this in a way where the app is interacting with the people." And of course, I sat there. Now, I'm not technical, people, and I was like, "What the fuck is he talking about?" I'm looking at my husband, who's trying to like communicate to me all the tech language that was going on. And he's like, "Honey, what they're saying is you need to give more content, like lots of content, questions and answers." And I looked at the guy and I said, "You're out of your freaking mind. Like, do you realize what you're asking me to do?" And he said, "Yeah, and you need it done by Christmas Eve Eve." And I went, I'm telling you guys, and I left there and I went home and I'm like, "Okay, don't fight. Just do it, because I can get in my head and fight like the best of them." And I started writing it, and I'm like, "Son of a biatch. Like, it freaking, he's right. This makes sense." And the more I wrote and the more I wrote, and I have a self-evaluation section, and I have a situational evaluation section. And I had to think about, like, what do I do in my therapy sessions when I'm with the person? And so I came up with all these questions, and then you get so many questions at a time, and you'll get a push notice, and then you have to do homework. And in that homework, I have resources that you can use to help balance you out. If you answered so many questions, say in the self-evaluation question, that shows that you struggle with anxiety. So I will give you homework in the app that will help you to look at anxiety issues.
So okay, let's walk us through how you go about getting this app. What's it called? How do you?
It's Couples Counseling and Chatting in Android Systems. So Galaxy phones, all your Android phones, Moto X. You go to the App Store and you put in Couple Counseling and Chatting, and my app will come up. That's okay. The name of it.
Okay.
In iOS, which is all Apple products, it's just Couple Counseling because they threw away the chatting, which is sad, because also in the app, you can message your partner. And I created 7 categories of pre-written messages you can send to your partner. Because a lot of times, whether it's, you know, trying to stop a fight or whether it's trying to connect, you don't know what to say.
Could I send... "Do you want a nooner to my husband?"
Yes, yes, yes. And do no one's going to find
you. You're not going to get a no on that.
You don't need an app for that, Denise.
Yes, it's got that kind of.
These are pre-set up.
"I want to pinch your butt." Oh, one,
really?
You know.
Oh, look
you know,
at
I
Denise.
"I think you're hot." Blah blah blah.
These are all pre-set up, though.
Pre-set up. You hit the question mark in messaging. Now you have to know your partner has to download the app. Oh. And you have to put their email in it.
In order to receive your message.
Yeah, to go back and forth. And once you set that up, then you can just do text messages, or you can hit the question mark and 7 categories come up. And one's like prevention before the fight. So you know how when you're getting tense and you're kind of pissy, but you aren't really fighting yet. I pre-wrote all these things you can send to them. To help
like what?
Prevent
Give me an example.
Like one would be, "I'm sorry I was bitchy this morning. It wasn't you. Please don't take it personally." Or, "I didn't like how we were this morning. I really do want us to be okay. We're just stuck. Let's talk later." You know, several of these are pre-written, and you can pick. Like, this is what I want to say. It's kind of like Hallmark through the app.
Yeah.
Only from my point of view. And there's one message called the smush message, which I thought everybody would understand. It's like one of the most frequently asked questions. What's a smush message?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's being smushy. Like, "I love you," or "I was thinking about you."
And mushy, this but is smushy?
Smushy.
Smush murder. So, that must be
like
Italian.
Sushi. It's Italian. Yeah. So, and so I have all, you know, there's appreciation. How do you send appreciation messages? If you're hot in the fight, how to deal with the fight. So that it can, again, when you're fighting, you get locked. And again, it's that, let's get you unstuck.
So it's like a coach,
sort of. It's a coach, yeah.
A coach that guides you and helps you so that you don't yes. make it worse.
So that's both right. couples download the app.
Yeah.
And there's different segments of it, but it's basically going to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
On your phone.
They can actually write to me. There's Ask the Expert, and I answer questions from all over the world, which gives me such an amazing perspective. And, you know, I tell people I don't do counseling in the app, but you ask me a question if you're stuck, and I will either answer the question or refer you to the resources that can help. And I get the most amazing questions. I mean,
What's the best question you've ever been asked?
Oh, my gosh, the one that just touched my heart. It was a man from India who is in his 50s, and arranged marriages are common. And he said, how do I make my wife my friend?
Oh, wow.
And my heart went, oh, my God. And I said, you know, when she gets upset with me, I tried to help her, but when she talks to me, she gets upset. I don't know why. And, you know, first thing I said is, please do the app. The app will walk you through all that. And then the next thing to know is I said, shut up. Don't talk. Just listen and nod, because she's looking for validation of her pain, not validation of how accurately she's describing everything and what everyone said or the content. She's hurting and something is bothering her, so she's looking for you to connect and just validate the pain. And he wrote back and said, can I take her hand? And I said, yes. And he wrote back and said, she hugged me.
Oh,
that's
wow.
all he said. Sure. And I just went, I'll be freaking damned.
Wow. Like,
so wait, so let me just get this straight so I can tell Bob. Just look at me, nod.
Nod.
Take my hand.
Don't interrupt. You know, guys.
Honey, are you listening?
Guys, when they're seeing you in pain, and to know their perspective, when they're seeing you in pain, it gets them wound up. And they wanting to fix, because they're trying to deal with your pain.
Or
they're
run,
trying
right?
to, like, get it taken care of. And so I tell men, you know, just take a breath. You don't have to fix this. They just want you to listen. Validate what they're saying.
Right.
That's the most important part, not reality. And then after she calms down and feels connected, she'll look at the situation. We evaluate all the time in our heads. And then for men, when they're upset, I say to the woman, do me a favor, while they're talking, just take their hand. That physical contact grounds them, and they'll calm down immediately.
Right.
And they do. And so it helps the situation. And then I'll say, tell her how it feels for her to take your hand. And he's like, well, I really like it. And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, what makes me feel like she really cares? And the woman's like, I told you it. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. Men work different. We need to hear that they care
right.
from a woman's perspective.
Right.
The man needs that touch. It's,
right.
And it ain't all about sex, people.
Right.
It's just, you know, yeah. touch them.
Right.
Which, oh, my, so many questions. You know, one of the reasons Jackie and I love this story is for a couple different reasons. One, you fit the what's the wish, what's the way, in that
right.
you took an idea, a
yeah.
dream, a goal, a wish,
yeah.
whatever you want to call it. Having yeah. an app, you found out what the way was to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it sounds like you have also overcome what gets in the way.
Yes.
Are
yes.
you? Tell us a little bit about, you know, that process still,
like, because it's still pretty new.
It's still pretty new.
Yeah.
And what are the obstacles and hurdles? And how many times do you feel like, oh my gosh, I can't do this anymore? Or
well,
all of that.
You know, as far as what's in the way with the app, as you know, it's free. The whole thing is free.
Say that louder.
That's
it's
amazing.
Free, people.
So it's can
free counseling.
On and get free counseling.
It's free counseling advice.
Why is it free?
Because I
You're
learned
worth it, baby.
About the app world and how it works. The app team, who's wonderful to me and just believed in me so much, they sat down with me and they said, you can go one of two ways in the app world. If you charge for it right out of the gate, you're going to probably limit yourself and max out at probably 100,000 users. Or you go free. Most apps go free in the beginning. And you create your market. And once you create that market, you then add on to the app. And my hope, and we're trying to get investors in the app at this point to kick it to this mega level. And so that like, not only if you're asking, if you've answered a question and you're struggling, you can choose to get a video of me talking to you. So say you're having a panic attack. And it's like, I'm having a panic attack. We're fighting so bad. I don't know what to do. You can click and pay, what is it, $4.99, and have me do a 15-minute talk with you. So you're not having to read. You're not having to, like, do anything. And I'm just talking to you about, okay, this is what I want you to do right now.
And they can do it right from their phone and not have to go anywhere. That's nice.
That's amazing.
Men are my biggest users. Men, women, listen to this.
Oh, I can imagine.
Men, because of the privacy.
Sure.
It's in their pocket.
Right.
If you were to read the questions that men write me all the time, you would understand why I think men are very emotionally sensitive. They're misunderstood and they need guidance, but they truly, most men are not narcissistic and arrogant. They really do care. They just don't know how to freaking do it.
Right.
It's free. And, you know, we're working with investors and trying to get this to go further because the app is so global. It's so huge in Africa, in Asia, in India. And I think that was my biggest surprise when we launched the app. New York Times took it within 4 days, ran with an article, which was published like 2 weeks later. I had 9,800 questions come in 2 hours.
Wow.
From all over the world.
Did you answer them all?
It shut our system down. Shut the system down. They came in so hard and so fast that my developer's like, oh, my God. I said, the last I looked, it was almost 10,000 questions. And he said, yeah, we've never had this situation.
Wow.
And I said, you know, it's because I think people want to be unstuck. Like they're not comfortable.
Right.
And I think the approach to it is key.
Oh, I agree.
You know, you don't treat them like they're freaking crazy or disrespectfully.
Well, and I think just the privacy that you
and
get
the privacy.
From the phone. Who
yes.
wouldn't do that? And it's
yes.
free?
Yes. Wow. And it's and you know, if you ask me a question, if it's necessary, I say you need to get a therapist near you. And this is why you need to get a therapist near you. You need a full evaluation. I don't want to give you the wrong information without knowing the full story. And a therapist near you can do that.
Right.
So it isn't blocking out therapists in their world. It's really integrating where we're going today with technology.
Right.
And being able to reach huge amounts of people.
Wow.
Huge amounts of people.
Do you get a lot of strange questions or how do you weed out the...
Oh, I get the goofballs, too.
The goofballs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I get the goofballs.
I could just imagine.
You probably get those in private practice, too, though.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. I get those in private practice. The goofballs. And, you know, and I love them because I get to really be blunt. You know, I get the sexual perversion, of course. And I say, you know, shut the hell up. Be respectful.
Are you still going to write your book?
Oh, I'm working on it.
Okay.
I'm working on it.
What's the book about?
I didn't mean to interrupt, but you know what? Every time you yeah. say the shut up,
yeah.
it reminds me
what's
because...
What's the name of the book?
Yeah.
Well...
That's why.
When Denise and I first started to talk about this book, which I've changed it now because of the issues that I really need to get out into the public about men and their emotional intelligence, the original title, if you know me, it was called Shut Up and Hold My Hand, Damn It, a Handbook for Couples.
I like that.
I know, so do
and,
I.
And I love, you know, this one woman I worked with, she didn't like the title. She thought it was so obnoxious. And I said, but if you really were to know me, there's a point to the obnoxiousness. Like, it's,
and the directness it, of
yeah,
shut
right.
up and hold my hand.
Yeah,
right.
Listen,
let's
yeah.
just take this lightly. Be yeah. quiet. Let's not yeah. fight anymore. Just shut up yeah. and hold my hand.
Yeah. Right.
And my husband, Dustin, did that to me. Like, I, you know me. Like, I was wound up. I had the machine gun out. I was assuming things. I was arguing with him, going a mile a minute. And he's like, will you shut up and hold my hand? And I'm like, fine. I'm not going to like it. And I handed him my hand in absolute disgust. And trying to, like, be wound up as I'm holding his hand was freaking hard.
Yeah. Wow.
So he's like, I'm on your team. Because I used to say
I've
that to him.
That,
is he
though.
A therapist, too?
No. Oh. No, he is to the automotive
industry. He's Mary Grace's
industry.
Therapist.
Yeah. Yeah. Seriously. I mean, he's a big part of the book because he taught me so much about, you know, if you would calm down enough, you would see that I care about what you have to say and what you're thinking. And, the first time we argued, it was Christmas, and this is going to be in the book. And I needed to clean the house. You freaking Italian. You know, oh, yeah. You got to freaking clean everything because it's a reflection of who you are and how great you are. And so I'm trying
it
to clean everything.
It must be Irish, too.
Yeah. It's a lot of cultures. Yeah, it's a lot of cultures. So he came back after an hour and said, I'm done. And I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? There's a whole goddamn house. What the hell did you do? And he said, what are you talking about? And he got upset. And I said, seriously, this is going to take hours. Like, I said, did you wipe under the tables? Did you get the dash? You know, did you get the floorboards? And he's like, stop it. Sit down. He goes, take my hand. He goes, you are assuming things that aren't fair. And I went, yeah. And he said, you're assuming that I don't care about cleaning this house. He said, I'm willing to help. He said, I just don't have the same list in my head that you have in yours.
Wow, he communicates like that?
He did.
That's amazing. And I was
see?
Oh, my freaking.
It's not men or women. Some men are better and some women are better, period.
And so I said, oh, my God. And I didn't know what to say, which is shocking. And so he said, if you just, like, just calm down, I need to be able to think. And so when I went into practice with some of my guys, I would see the women doing the same thing I was doing at home and go, listen, I need you to slow the words down, pause, and you'll see a difference. There's these little things that if you start to do, it'll change the direction of the argument.
Wow. Yeah. He sounds like he's in the wrong business.
Well, you know, he's an analytical mind. Engineering mind. Yeah. You know, it's just
see, that. John thinks like that, too. Yeah, if John's listening right now, he's saying, he's telling her to calm down.
Yeah.
Well, you know, something I picked up in your bio, you said that you're passionate about a lot of things. But one of them, you said you're passionate about your heritage. And I think anybody listening to this interview would say, yeah, no crap. But why? Tell us why you're passionate about your heritage.
You know, I don't live in New York anymore. And I grew up with all my cousins. We grew up going to, you know, dinner on Sunday at different relatives' houses. I grew up knowing that my grandma Randazzo / Taddeo was the best sauce maker. And that culture, when I moved away, I realized what it was. And I thought, holy crap, I did not know how Italian we were until I left. And where I grew up in this small town of Fredonia, New York, either you're Italian back then or you were Polish. There was a large Puerto Rican community, but it was a lot of ethnicity. And, you know, my father had a good guy that he went to Cardinal Manzini High School with, which is a Catholic high school, and he was Polish. And my father would tell a Polish joke and this guy would tell an Italian joke. And they would laugh and laugh and laugh. And we loved it. And I'm a storyteller. And my Italian heritage, they're great story. They can never just tell you the point.
Right.
They got to freaking tell you the story that goes with the point and the person that told the story originally and how that affected everybody at the freaking table. That's how it went, you know?
Yeah.
So leaving my hometown, my heritage came with me.
And, now, do you try to recreate that for your children?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. My son with my sauce. I like Nana sauce better.
Well, I don't go anywhere with Jackie where she doesn't take, like, you know, four pumpkin pies and
absolutely. You never go.
Yeah, we had an open house and she had to bring a dish. It was absolutely adorable.
Absolutely. You don't
go anywhere
without a dish.
I have one on Friday. Don't even know half the people. I got to figure out what to make.
Starting to wonder if I'm the mailman's kid. That's what I'm wondering now.
Was it?
So I'm starting to wonder if I'm the mailman's kid and he happened to be Italian.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
So what's next for Mary Grace? You've got, you know, your private practice still.
The app, getting the investors into the app and blowing it up and then getting the book done because this is my first one.
How long before the app where you'll have the investors and take it to the next level?
We've got a wonderful person helping us right now with investors in Detroit because we actually thought we were going to have to pull out of Michigan and go to the West Coast because they really know technology there. And in Michigan, it was a little bit hard because it's such a manufacturing area, and we've kind of felt like we had to teach the VCs about technology, positioning in Google, positioning of the app, the longevity of the app, statistics about when it gets deleted, stuff like that that you just don't know if you don't know the app world.
Mm-hmm.
But you only get 10 minutes to talk to a VC.
Have you ever wanted to give up?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I have this wonderful closet that when I have a temper tantrum, I go and I look up. I say to God, are you fucking kidding me? Like, are you serious? Like, you're really going to make it this goddamn hard? Like, seriously, right now, I'm so freaking pissed at you. Don't throw the boulder. You know I'm only angry because, you know, I was brought up Catholic and the boulder's going to fall from the skies and hit me in the head. But yeah.
Not a brick, a boulder.
Yeah. And then I kind of get up. My husband will tell me, are you done? Like, you've been acting out long enough. And
get
I'll
out of
go,
the closet.
Yeah.
And then I have to find the lesson. And I go, oh, I wasn't ready. I had lessons to learn. I had to believe in myself more and build my confidence before it gets to the point where it needs to go.
So okay. Don't no. give up.
No.
Don't give up.
We are going to have to wrap
ever.
Up, though.
Yeah,
but this
unfortunately.
Is so good. One more time, though. How can people download your app?
Android, you go to the Android store, which I think is the Play Store, and you look up Couple Counseling and Chatting. And in iOS, you just put in Couple Counseling. And you should see a blue heart, and that's my app.
Okay, and Mary Grace is spelled how? If one, people want to look you up on Facebook and Twitter.
M-A-R-I-G-R-A-C-E, all one word. Psyched by MG is my logo, which is Psyched by MG. And last name is Randazzo Ratliff, R-A-N-D-A-Z-Z-O, hyphenated Ratliff, R-A-T-L-I-F-F. I'm okay. on Facebook and Twitter.
And we'll put her on our Facebook. Actually, yes. She's already on our Facebook, The Nooner Show.
Do we have her link up?
Facebook. We'll have our CEO, Becca Bowie. Are you listening?
Okay. All right. Excellent.
So,
well, thank
Grace.
You.
You're so
you.
Welcome.
But we're going to have you back because we have to go
this
into part two of the Lilydale story.
Oh, the Lilydale story.
And your book.
Oh, my God.
And your book.
And we're going to do some follow-up on
and
the
And I love
app
that name.
Too,
shut up and hold my hand.
I do, too.
Yeah. We're going to change it, though, because I'm doing a different spin.
Oh.
Oh. Okay.
And it's emotional geniuses.
Well, let's see. Jessica, thank you for saving us today.
Thank you, ladies. Once that again. Was Dave.
Now, next week, we have LaFleur Decor, Kelly Lear. And this is a woman who left corporate America after many years of management and created this really cool. It's not a store because it's acres of property with all types of different artsy buildings, and it's like a magical forest, with really cool handmade art and hand painted art, and it's a cool store.
I cannot wait to meet her.
Yeah, she's going to tell us how she went from corporate America to this. It's really cool.
And then, sometime before then, Monday, Tuesday, I need to drive that way. Where is she? Where's
her
place?
She's in Hadley. So, you're going to have to, we'll get together. And then the week after that, we have Janelle Stone from Seven Stone Management, another awesome story of somebody who branched out on her own, single mom, and has created this very cool entertainment company. So we have some more.
We have some great guests for our What's the Wish, What's the Way.
Yes.
Everybody has a dream, a goal, an idea, a vision, whatever it is. There's a way to go about getting it. There's things that will get in the way, but we really appreciate you sharing yours with us,
yes.
Mary Grace.
Oh, thank
you. It was fun.
And we'll leave you with this thought. Remember, sometimes your only available transportation
is a leap of faith.
Thanks for taking a leap of faith with us.
And we're going to close the show today with the song by Grace Potter, and it's called Medicine. So, because Mary Grace... is the
into healing people.
That's
couples.
Right. There you go.
Thank you, Mary Grace.
Oh, and happy birthday,
my
friend.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Toast to you.
I don't have any wine left.
I know you drink that whole bottle. All right. Cheers, lady.
Cheers. Oh, I got a sip. He's been in a haze since the day that he saw her.
does is stare at the gypsy woman.
This is a previously recorded episode.